Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy in the United States, the world, and you. Our intention today and every day is to transform consciousness in the United States economy, in the world economy, and the economy inside of each of us when it comes to all things financial, known and unknown. It's not always about spending dollars. It's our approach on anything that we consider valuable or not. And ultimately, it's about the value we have for ourselves. And we do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right, to be the instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 154. Be patient. Peace and fulfillment come in God's time, not yours. Be patient. Peace and fulfillment come in God's time, not yours. The word patient is a very curious word. It's not what we usually think about. It literally means to suffer, to endure pain, trouble, insult. But the key here is to do so without complaining. And the word complaining is interesting because it means strike at. So when we're complaining, we seem to be lashing out at someone, finding fault, criticism, judgment. We are coming from our ego self. And what's really interesting about complaining, to strike at, is that we think, again, a head thing, that we are, in quote, hurting someone else as we are feeling our own pain, but in reality, we are hurting ourselves. That sets into motion a whole emotional thing inside your body that creates a hooking in to your pain, and just the opposite of what you want happens. You are filled with that much more pain, and it seems to go deeper and deeper inside. And then also to suffer, take the definition, really understand this so you will be aware of any suffering you have and be willing to shift to the higher level, is to calmly tolerate delay. You know, it can be different things. It could be an actual physical pain. It could be a suffering, a waiting for. You had a prayer request and you're waiting for. But the more that, again, that you get upset about it, a mental approach, versus staying centered and still. Calm means stillness, undisturbed, tranquil. The more you're willing to calmly approach the delay, the confusion, not having the right answer, the more likely the resolution will come forth more quickly. The answer inside will come forth. The desired result will come forth from the outside, once you get still inside. And think about the word calm, which is really what to be patient is, to be calmly waiting for, tolerating. Literally, the word calm means heat, just the opposite of what we think it would be. It's to turn down the heat. Turn down, I say to you, the heat inside of you, the emotional, maybe raging sense of fires inside of you. Let them burn out. Let them be doused with the internal showers, like a rain shower, cleansing everything. Turn down the heat. Stay in calm. If you want more calm, it starts with a willingness to let go, an almost reactive response to things when they don't go your way, they don't happen in your time. It's God's time. So what really is that? You know, we don't always really know. On a higher level, we do know there's this thing called karma. Things happen because of things we do not even know about. Things are being played out. Now, some people say the karmic grid has been dismantled, and that may be true. When you believe things are so, things have a way of happening now. And it's more likely it'll happen more swiftly and easily under grace the more you do have bad intention. And yet, it's also about knowing we have our work to do. We have our cleansing to do. We have our forgiveness to do. It is about being conscious, staying gratefulness. There are many keys that we are learning, and with time, they become your natural nature. It's like you're getting reacquainted with who you already are. You know these things, or they would not be able to be done in your lifetime now. You know these things. You're simply reconnecting with your higher truth now. Alexander Pope said, "'Tis a part we see and not the whole." So we want to come to things with our mental, logical, reasoning mind. It's like from an external perspective to see things and figure it out. And yet, to really see is to come inside, to listen inside, come to a place of stillness inside, and allow our higher self to show us the way. And we are told peace and fulfillment come in God's time, not yours. What is fulfillment? Fulfillment, we may believe, is something we desire. And I share to you that fulfillment is the carrying out of what God has promised you. You see, anything that you could ever have a desire for is because on some level it is already true. It's as if your soul has already told you that. It was truly centered from your soul self. It is a promise that is destined to be revealed. It is revealed when we let go, when we surrender to what is, when we stop heating ourselves up and getting anxious about things that are out of our control, because things are playing out on a larger scheme of life that God may be aware of, but we are not. Most of us hang out in our own world, and we just want things our way. Hey, I understand. And yet the higher way is knowing there's a higher purpose going on, there's a greater lesson going on. Everyone is getting it when they are ready. And so we are told, peace and fulfillment come in God's time. Peace. Freedom from war, civil strife, conflict. It's not just outside of you, physical wars. It's a mental and emotional wars that you rage inside your heart when you turn on the heat. You get troubled by, you complain by things that don't go your way or not when you think they're supposed to be. Peace is connecting with calm. Peace is connecting with the stillness inside. Peace is allowing yourself to be back in harmony, every cell and atom of your being, being one with divine love. And when you live in this place of true peace, freedom is yours and freedom is ours. And when you see or hear about any strife out there in your family, in your community, in the world, go inside. See from the inner view. Connect with that stillness inside. See and feel that real peace. As if you were a still, still quiet lake in early dawn. The winds have not come up yet. Everything's calm, even the birds. Find that place and send whatever it is outside of you that appears to be in conflict, love. Simply love. Allow God's work to work through the situation under grace. And so we will keep this message in mind today as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to go inside. Breathe into the still, calm lake inside your heart center now. Breathe in peace. Just be one with that peace. Nice, slow breath. Feel it resonate inside of you as you melt into that beautiful, calm lake inside of you. Breathe in harmony as you feel every cell and atom of your being filled with God's pulsating life force energy now, melting into this perfect still lake inside of you. Feel as you breathe in prosperity, the knowingness that everything you could ever desire is here right now. It starts by being one with this calm lake inside of you, feeling the richness embrace you, feeling the wealth, the health, the peace, the harmony inside of you. There are so many things to be grateful for as we feel this lake inside of us, as we become one with this pure place of divine peace now. Simply drop yourself as if you're throwing a pebble into this lake and watch the concentric circles flow from your heart center, sending out this vibration of divine love, this vibration radiating every cell and atom of your being. Peace. Peace. Here, it's as if time has stopped. There is only now, and it's all good. It's totally filled with peace. And yet, you may feel that little tingling, that slight vibration. Know you are one the divine life force of the universe. It resides inside of you. Breathe ever so gently into the life force, the center of your being, way below this lake. See that light calling you from deep below the surface of the lake. Allow yourself to float closer and closer to this light, to be one now with the light radiating up from the bottom of this lake. As you notice it, see the light shimmering, simply shimmering its brilliance from the inside out. And now, where there is darkness, there is light. And this light fills the peace of this lake, of the stillness inside of you. Allow yourself to float into this light, the radiating center of divine love, who you are. Allow this light's vibration to radiate through every cell and atom of your being. Feel the light pulsating deep from your heart center, radiating in all directions, down to your thighs, your knees, your legs, your feet and your toes and beyond, up your chest, your heart center, your throat, your head, through your nose and ears and eyes and scalp, across your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your fingertips, the palms of your hands, and out all directions, 360, radiating not just through your physicalness, but all the space around you, all directions. See yourself now one with the sun and moon inside of you. You are a radiating center of love. And as it's you become one with the vibration of the divine peace, who you are, love, who you are, this radiating light, who you are, and allow it to shine through every cell and atom of your being, vibrating God's pure vibration, and in doing so, releasing all energies, all thought forms that are other than peace now under grace. And as you do that today, allow your awareness of anything outside your being that seems to bring you concern, disturbs your peace, that troubles you in any way, in your personal life, in your family's life, in your community, in your country, in your business, in the world. Focus your attention on that. Whatever it is, come back to your heart center from deep inside where the light from deep below the still, calm lake radiates. Allow yourself to radiate pure love energy, billions of megahertz of pure golden white light radiating from your heart center, 90 billion megahertz of golden white light surrounding whatever color you see inside. Mine is green. See and feel that light pulsating as it radiates out from your heart center, from every cell and atom of your being, bathing this trouble, this seeming trouble, with pure divine love now. And see and feel divine love and light touching this situation, this person or people now. See and feel this radiating 90 billion megahertz of golden white light from your heart center, touching this situation, transforming it now with the life force of the universe that resides in you. Simply showering it like a pure cleansing rain with these rays, vibrations, a pure love essence. Feel the light as it travels through you. Feel that love as you send it out to this situation, people or peoples now. See and feel the situation transformed, the disturbance, the pain, the trouble, simply dissolving back to the nothingness from where it came. As this place, we'll call it, is transformed by the power of divine love now, under grace. To simply see that love radiating through you now to that which was. See the truth of the situation. Know all is well as you send 90 billion megahertz of golden white pure love essence from the stillness deep inside of you. Feel that peace. Feel that love. See that crisis as being resolved now under grace. A right solution, a higher solution is happening now. Know that truth. Feel that truth. See that truth. As you continue to send 90 billion megahertz of golden white light from your heart center now, knowing all is well. Peace reigns again. Peace and the dreams that are yours, the dreams of all humanity, peace reigns again. See and feel the cleansing showers, gentle, calm showers, dissolving whatever hardness was there and transmuting them for the highest and best good now for all concerned under grace. Melting back to nothingness from where they came. Under grace now. Know inside you've done great work today. And there's so much more. Simply be you. Be the patient being who you are. Be the calm being who you are. Be the divine grace who you are. Be still and know it is done. And now it's time to come back. First, connect with that light again inside of you. Feel that love as you give your thanks inside. Knowing it's time to come back up below the surface, come through the surface of the lake. And as you do, the concentric circles flow out again, harmonizing every cell out of your being with this divine love who you are. Take conscious breaths into your heart center now. Notice the stillness around you. Notice the light rising inside and outside of you now. As you bring together your hands, prayer position, bless this new day, this new night, this moment. Bless yourself for your willingness to join this mission of peace, to bring peace to your heart and to every aspect of the world, under grace now, and know it is done. I bless you and thank you.